In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. You know, St. Paul evangelized the Galatian community. But after he evangelized it, there were some seductive people who came in. They were false teachers, and they were Jews, and they are saying, in order to be a Christian, you've got to be circumcised. Oh, and follow other ceremonies of the Mosaic Law. Well, I tell you, St. Paul got really upset. We're looking at the letter to the Galatians. Verse 1 again. I'm going through this quickly. Paul, not of men, an apostle, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ. He became an apostle by Jesus Christ and by God the Father, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And he became an apostle on the road to Damascus when Jesus revealed himself to Saul. Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present wicked world according to the will of God our Father. That's the gospel. To whom is glory forever and ever. Amen. And then Paul says, I wonder in verse 6 that you are so soon removed from him who called you into his grace. It's grace leading to faith. That's what the gospel is. The good news is the grace of God which leads to faith, and that other people were coming in preaching another gospel, that some would trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. These were the Judaizers that were coming in that were saying that the Christians, the Gentiles, needed to be circumcised. We know that Paul was the preacher to the Gentiles and Peter was the preacher to the Jews. But through we are an angel from heaven, if they preach a gospel besides that which I have preached, we have preached to you, let him be accursed, let him be anathema. My, if someone else comes in and says you've got to be circumcised, let him be cursed, let him be anathema. As we said before, so now we say again, if anyone preached to you a gospel beside that which you have received, let him be accursed, let him be anathema. He says it twice. Then he says, for I give you to understand, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to men. It was delivered to Paul by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul received this revelation of the gospel on the Damascus road. My Lord, why do you persecute me? For you have heard of my conversation in time past in Jewish religion, how I beyond measure persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Yes, Paul killed Stephen, and only God knows how many people Paul killed. But you know what he says? I do one thing. I forget what lies behind, and I press on to what lies ahead. Because you know what? The devil would always say, look what you did. Look what you did. I forget what lies behind. It's under the blood of Jesus. And I press on to what lies ahead. Let me tell you, my friends, if you have confessed your sins, it's under the blood of Jesus. Don't let the devil torment you. Your sins have been forgiven if you have confessed your sins. If you've gone to confession, you don't let the devil torment you. Well, you say, well, I didn't say it right. Give me a break. You said it the best way you could. Don't let the devil torment you. Paul said, one thing I do, I forget what lies behind, and I press on to what lies ahead, life in Christ Jesus. If Paul ever started to think about what he did on before the Damascus Road, he would be absolute glue. He wouldn't be able to go anywhere. He says, I made progress in the Jewish religion above many of my equals, even to the point of zealously to the traditions of our fathers. He was zealous to every tradition, especially the tradition of the law. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, this is a prophetic call. Jeremiah, I knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb. Paul's call on the Damascus Road is a call that God had placed within him before he was conceived in his mother's womb, because God called him by his grace. Paul didn't do anything. This was exactly the grace of God striking down this man who was striking down Christians. He didn't deserve this. This was a prophetic call. Paul was called from all eternity to be an apostle. An apostle is one who is a witness to the risen Savior. But it pleased him who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, always. Are you following Jesus today? It's because of his grace. And why did he choose Paul? To reveal his son Jesus in me, that I might preach Jesus among the Gentiles. That I might preach Jesus among the Gentiles. And that was why Paul was struck with love. Paul was struck with love on the Damascus Road. We need, Lord, more people like St. Paul who have conversions that are so powerful that they'd go to preach throughout the earth. We need those kind of experiences, Lord. St. Paul experiences. We need them. A friend of mine called yesterday and said, you know, I had a Damascus Road experience in coming into the Catholic Church, a Damascus Road experience. I tell you, we need Damascus Road experiences. So he says, neither did I go up to Jerusalem after he had been converted, or to the apostles, but I went to Arabia and I returned to Damascus after 3 years. He had a 3-year retreat. I went to Jerusalem to see Peter, and I stayed there with Peter 15 days, and I also saw James. And they all glorified God in me for what the Lord had done. Chapter 2. Then after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus with me. I went up according to revelation. God revealed it to Paul to go back to Jerusalem. And I communicated to them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles. I communicated to them the truth of the gospel that I preach among the Gentiles, that there is one new man, Jew and Greek, in Jesus Christ by grace through faith. There is one new man, Jew and Greek. Peter preached to the Jews. Paul preached to the Gentiles. Apart to them who seemed to be something, lest perhaps I should run or had run in vain. In other words, Paul went to Jerusalem to Peter to make sure he was preaching the right gospel. Even though he was preaching to Gentiles, he wanted to make sure that his gospel was on target and that he wasn't preaching another gospel. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Gentile, was compelled to be circumcised. No, they didn't circumcise. But because of false brethren, unawares brought in, these are the Judaizers, who came in privately to spy on our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into servitude, that Christ Jesus has died and is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, that Christ Jesus doesn't require us to go through and do the Mosaic laws. He doesn't, you know, the many hundreds of laws. So we have been given this liberty by Christ, this liberty by the Holy Spirit, to whom we yielded not subjection, no, not even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. In other words, these people were trying to make Paul believe that they had to be circumcised, especially the two people that were with him. But the truth of the gospel is that God reconciles us by the blood of Jesus, both Jew and Gentile, because of the grace of God through faith. I'll say it again. The truth of the gospel is that God reconciled Jew and Gentile through the truth of the gospel, that's the truth of the gospel, through the blood of Jesus, through the blood of the Lamb, by grace through faith. It's all about grace through faith. We have this kind of liberty, and these people wanted to take our liberty away. To whom we yielded not by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. That we have this liberty. This liberty. We don't need to become Jews. Paul would say, I was the best Jew in the whole world. Oh, yes, I was a Pharisee born of Pharisees. I was of the tribe of Benjamin. Oh, I was really good. I persecuted the Church of Christ. I was a best Jew. But you see, when the fullness of time came, God called and elected Paul to go out and preach the gospel. But before he did that, he waited 3 years. He was in a retreat for 3 years, just looking to the face of God. To whom we yielded not by subjection, no, not for an hour. But contrariwise, when they had seen that to me was committed the gospel to the uncircumcised, as Peter was committed the gospel to the circumcision, for he who wrought in Peter apostleship of the circumcision wrought in me also among the Gentiles. In other words, the same gifts that Peter had, Paul had. Peter's gifts were for the Jews to become Christians, and Paul's gift was for the Gentiles to become Christians without circumcision. And when they had known the grace that was given to me, James and Peter and John, who seemed to be the pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the Gentiles, and they unto the circumcision. That's what we said. Paul to the Gentiles, Peter to the Jews. Only that we should be mindful of the poor, what poor, in Jerusalem, which the same thing was I also careful to do. Now, this is another thing that Paul is going to speak up to Peter. And when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face. You must remember, Peter is the leader, because he was to be blamed. For before that some came from James, Peter ate with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them who were of the circumcision. So Peter would eat with Gentiles, but when the circumcision Jews, Christians came, he would not eat with the Gentiles. In other words, he was being hypocritical. For before that some came from James, he did eat with Gentiles. He ate with the Gentiles before James came. But when they were come, when James came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them who were of the circumcision. And to this dissimulation, the rest of the Jews consented, so that Barnabas also was led to them into dissimulation. And when I saw that they walked not uprightly unto the truth of the gospel, remember the truth of the gospel is that there's one new man, both Jew and Greek, in Christ Jesus, by grace through faith. But knowing that the man is not justified by works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, we also believe in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith of Christ, and by the works, not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, no flesh can be justified. We are justified by faith. Grace leading to faith. Now, who is he going to remind us of eventually? He's going to remind us of our father Abraham. Our father Abraham, who was faithful. He believed God, and God counted it as righteousness. For if I build again the things which I have destroyed, that's the law, I make myself a prevaricator. That's not very good. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ on the cross. I live now, not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I cast not away the grace of God. For if justification be by the law, then Christ died in vain. If the law was all there was, and that we become justified by the law, then Jesus Christ went to the cross in vain.
but Jesus Christ went to the cross to save us from our sin. He shed his blood to save us from our sin. Not only save us from our sin, but to save us from the works of the law, that we are justified by grace through faith, and not by works of man. We are not justified by circumcision. Remember, the unruly Jews were coming in, the Judaizers telling people that they needed to be circumcised. Chapter 3, O foolish Galatians. First, Paul speaks to Peter that he's a hypocrite because he eats with the Gentiles when the Jews aren't there. But when the Jews are there, he doesn't eat with Gentiles at all. Now Paul talks to the Galatians. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Wow, that is strong. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been set forth crucified among you? How was Jesus Christ set forth as the crucified law who died for their sins? Through the preaching of Paul. They weren't on Mount Calvary, but through the preaching of Paul and through the Eucharist, Jesus Christ was presented to them as the crucified Lord who died for their sins, and it was by grace through faith. You began by faith believing in the crucified Lord. You saw him as I preached the gospel to you. This only would I learn of you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? He's asking them a question. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? It's by hearing with faith, of course. Are you so foolish that whereas you began in the Spirit, you would now be made perfect by the flesh? In other words, to become circumcised, that you have to depend upon the flesh. Have you suffered so great things in vain? If it be in vain, he therefore who gives to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do these by works of the law or by hearing with faith? So we see that in the Galatian community, people were doing miracles. Jesus said they would lay hands upon the sick and they would be healed. Jesus said, you shall be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit comes, and you shall do the same things I've done and even greater still. Oh, yes, we see that these Galatian people were doing miracles. And did they do miracles because they because of circumcision, or did they do miracles because of grace and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? It was grace and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore who gives you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by works of the law or by hearing with faith? By hearing with faith. As it is written, Abraham believed God, and it was reputed to him as justice. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. But faith comes through grace. Grace through faith. Grace leading to faith. Now you therefore know that they who are of faith are the same the children of Abraham, because Abraham is the father of faith. Those who go by the law are not children of Abraham. Abraham believed God, and God counted it as righteous. We are to live by grace through faith. We are to live faithful lives. We are not to go back to those things which God has abolished. Jesus Christ died for our sins. If the law was good enough, God sent his son, and it didn't count. Why would God send his son to his son? Because the law could not save us. The law could not perfect us. The law could not free us from sin. So Jesus Christ was sent because only through faith in Jesus and in his death and resurrection would we be put right with God by grace through faith. That's just the way it is. Know you therefore that you are of faith, and therefore you are the children of Abraham? And the scripture, foreseeing that God justifies the Gentiles by faith,
told Abraham, "In you, Abraham, shall all nations be blessed." In other words, even when he called Abraham, it was that all nations would be blessed, that God would care not only for the Jew, but for the Gentiles. Yes, the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. But even when he called Abraham, he says, "In Abraham shall all nations be blessed." Yes, all nations, including the Gentiles, including the pagans. "Therefore, they that are of faith shall be blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse." So if people are under the works of the law, they're under a curse. "For it is written, cursed is everyone that abideth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." In other words, cursed is the person who doesn't keep the whole law, and no one can. So if I break one commandment of the hundreds of commandments that were given, I break the whole law. Cursed is the man who breaks the law. But Jesus became a curse, because it says, "Cursed is the man who dies upon a tree." Jesus became a curse so that we might become the very righteousness of God. Let me continue with this. "But that in the law no man is justified with God, it is manifest because the just man lives by faith. But the law is not of faith, but he that does these things shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us, bought us back from the curse of the law." How has Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law? Because he was made a curse for us. Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law because he was made a curse for us. As it is written, "Cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree." That is why Paul was so adamant about killing Christians, because it says, "Cursed is any man who hangs upon a tree." That Jesus Christ was a curse, and how could he be the Messiah? That's why Paul needed the Damascus Road, and he comes up with the conclusion that Jesus became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God. "That the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit." How? By faith. By faith. By faith we receive redemption. By faith in baptism, we receive redemption. By faith, we receive the Holy Spirit. It is not by works of the law. It's not by works of the law that you people in Galatia are doing these great miracles. Don't divert from the gospel which I preach. Jesus Christ was presented to you as the Lord, as the crucified. He is the one who forgave your sins, and you now are turning back. And the liberty that God has given us, that apart from the law we are saved, apart from the law we are justified. We are justified by grace through faith. We'll continue tomorrow. So I want to conclude by saying a couple of things. Paul was an apostle. As a matter of fact, in one of his letters, he called himself, he was an apostle out of time. It means that he was an abortion that failed. But he said, I am an apostle no matter what, because Jesus Christ made me an apostle. I didn't belong to the original 12, but I was an apostle. And not only that, I was a prophet. I'm a prophet because he destined me from my mother's womb and before to preach the gospel. How many are hearing me today that have been destined to preach the gospel that aren't preaching the gospel? How many are hearing me today that are called to do the will of God and proclaim Jesus and are not doing it? How many are hearing me today that you think that it's all about law? It's not about law. It's about grace. Because if the law was enough, then Jesus Christ died in vain. These Judaizers came in and they were trying to upset the Christians, and some of them bought the lie. Some of them bought the lie. And what did Paul say? "If anyone preaches another gospel that I preach, let him be cursed. Let him be accursed. Let him be anathema."
The gospel that I preached is that by grace we are saved through faith, which produces works. We are not saved by our works. We are saved by grace through faith, which produces works. By grace we are saved. Sola gratia. Sola gratia. By grace. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I ask you that if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, please bless us. Our bills are very, very expensive. And the only way we can continue in Boston and throughout the country is that if people help us. And you know, this is what I was thinking of. Eleanor often said, you know, if I don't need to do something, someone else will do it. I don't need to go to the abortion mill. Someone else will do it. And she said, you know what, Father Tom? No one else will do it. So I had to go and do it. You're saying someone else will send in Father Tom money for the radio. Let me tell you, that's not true. You're the one to do it. The address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.